This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Devin, how are you? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. We're going to kick it off with John Scott first.
All right. Hey, Devin, John Scott, good to see you.
What up?
Curious how aware you are of the Josh Allen haters out there, and like, what is your response to those people that seemingly, regardless what he does on the field, still have a certain stance and belief of the type of player he is?
Well, first off, you know, that comes with the game. Secondly, you know, just keep on motivating. Keep the hate coming, because it's only going to motivate them to go even harder. So my advice to them, to keep it coming. That's what I tell them.
Do you notice or know at all that it is something that fuels him?
I'm pretty sure it does. I don't know. I haven't asked him about it, but like, if you're a competitor, you know, if you have anything about you, it's going to fuel you, you know, because you want to prove those guys wrong day in and day out. So I'm pretty sure it fuels him.
Obviously, the numbers say one thing, but have you noticed something different out of him these first two games than what you saw from him a year ago?
Yeah, like I told you guys before, he's more comfortable back there. He's more locked in. And he's that general that we've been looking for. You know, it's coming out of him. He's showing it day in and day out, and even on Sundays. So he's only going to get better.
Appreciate it, Devin. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Devin, Josh Reed here. Thanks for taking a couple minutes to chat with us. Last week, you averaged just over 5.5 yards a carry, but you only had 10 carries. How hard is it to get into a rhythm running the ball when it's just 10 carries and it's a little here and a little bit there?
Yeah, you just got to be locked in. You got to stay locked in and, you know, just talk to yourself. Just make every opportunity count. You know, that's what the team is counting on. So you got to be locked in and you got to provide. So that's the biggest thing, you know. Just try your best to be locked in. When that opportunity comes, just make something happen. That's my mindset out there.
Did you feel like you started getting a little more of a rhythm last week versus maybe week one?
Yeah, I would say so. Starting to, you know, that just comes with time. You know, just getting into season, you know, we're finally going against other people. We didn't have that preseason to kind of break that out, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting going. Week two. We're in week three now, so it's only going to keep getting better week in and week out.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate you.
No problem.
What's up, Devin? Matt here. I saw that shirt design. Did you draw that?
No, I didn't draw it. I had a little input on it, but I didn't draw it.
obviously, super cool. Give us a little of the details about what's going into it.
So basically, it's just for a great cause. You know, for mine is basically the blood, if you're giving blood or if you want to donate, right, or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's, and this is just as a way to bring notice to it, you know, a fun way to get the fans involved, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it's about, man. And we're all participating in it, trying to, you know, bring notice to it. So
yeah, I've seen you around like the last year. Like, it seems like you really get a kick out of engaging with Bills Mafia, like the fan base. And actually, I want to ask you about it. One fan started a GoFundMe and raised $4,000 to fly a sign over Bills Stadium at an upcoming football game to let you guys know that they're with you. I mean, how crazy is this fan base, man? It just feels like they just want to be a part of everything.
Right. It just shows, you know, that we got loyal fans. They're willing to go above and beyond for us. You know, we're willing to do the same. And, you know, we love them for that. You know, and I think that's why I just, you know, I love them so much. I'm glad I'm a part of it, of Bills Mafia. So, you know, that's my biggest thing. I love them, and I know they love us.
And as far as football goes, you know, you mentioned how comfortable it seemed like you guys were, you know, running the ball last week. Really, I mean, two games in, I mean, a lot of people forget that this would be preseason games a lot of the time. But how much is that continuity in front of you? You know, a lot of the same pieces on the offensive line. I mean, how much does that continuity play a part in the success that you're having, knowing who's blocking in front of you and the reps that you guys all have had together now?
Right. I feel like that plays a lot because you kind of know, you know, what to expect from those guys because you've been around each other for a while. So you kind of know what you can do with them or whatnot. So that does make it easier. But like you said, we're only 2 weeks in the 2020 season, so we're still building. But it does help from being around those guys from last year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.